Welcome to New Every Day. So glad you're here. We are continuing our seven-part series, The Seven Rules of the Holy Spirit by J.B. Grady. It's a devotional on the YouVersion Bible app. You don't want to miss today's episode. We're talking about the role of the Holy Spirit as our intercessor. Stick around.
This is New Every Day with Jeff Weston and Lawrence Cruz.
Welcome to New Every Day. So glad to have you back with us. We are continuing our seven-part series on the seven roles of the Holy Spirit by J. Lee Grady, found on the YouVersion Bible app. It's one of the devotionals, and so we're working through that. I'm Jeff Weston.
Hi, I'm Lawrence. Lawrence Cruz, also known as kind of, well, I was going to say Vanna White, but not really. I'll just hold up your props, Jeff, as you're bringing us in here today. That was bad.
Oh, all right. So it's been another week. We are now on we're in part five of the seven-part series. Lots of great traction on the last four episodes. Just kind of been ramping it up with the roles of the Holy Spirit. And a couple of weeks ago, really good one, Holy Spirit is our guide.
Yeah.
A lot of good reactions to that one. And so if you've been enjoying this series, please let us know. You can catch us on Facebook. You can comment on our page. You can also check us out on our website, neweveryday.tv. We want to hear from you. We want to know, what do you like about the topic? Is there a topic you would like to see? How has this show impacted your life? And maybe it's not just season four with us. Maybe it was previous seasons with Carrie and Jen.
Oh, definitely. Yeah,
so, there'd be huge. We've been around for a while.
Yeah, for quite some time now. And, well, we know that many of you have been watching for a long time. So we're just happy to hear from you. We love doing this. And thank you for those who are watching. We just want to keep on serving the Lord, serving you. And we just can't wait to hear from you. And keep the comments coming. We're very thankful for it.
Absolutely. Okay, so our topic today is what?
It is right here is
okay.
What it is. And is the Holy Spirit is our intercessor.
Okay.
Oh my goodness, that's a big word.
It is, and one that probably not everybody is aware of.
Look out.
So
I'm the intercessor.
So the big question, I think, to start this off is, what is an intercessor?
Yeah.
And I mean, having grown up in the church, I know the intercessor is the person who is, you know, kind of on their knees or maybe flat out on their face praying to God on behalf of somebody or an issue.
Interesting, yeah.
And that's what I know the intercessor to be.
Yeah, you know what? I think when I answer the question, what is an intercessor, I'm thinking back to people as well. They were the heavy-duty prayers,
yes.
Right? And they were the ones, they had muscle. They were practicing. Like if I had a need and wanted someone to pray for me, I'd go to the intercessors.
Yes.
They were the prayers, the people who called on God. They knew His voice. And I think this was true, is God knows their voice.
Oh, for sure.
There was this regular relationship between God and His people in prayer. And those people were called, at least in my church, intercessors. And so they were people who prayed,
yep.
Who called on God. And they saw great results, too.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I've also heard them referred to as the prayer warriors.
There you go.
You know, like when I think of the various roles that we can play within the body of Christ and within the church, you know, you've got some people who are good at doing stuff. You know,
yeah.
The ones that pick up the hammer,
yeah.
You know, start banging away on whatever repairs need to be done. You got others who've got their hands in the administration stuff. And then there's a group of people that you just, it's like, I need prayer for this and I'm going to go to them. And it's not that their prayers are anything special or they're on a higher plane, but just some people have that gifting, that, you know, connection where there just seems to be some life, that there's results in those prayers.
Well, you know, I think it's like a hockey player too. Like some people, as we know, they're born with an aptitude, right?
Yeah.
To play sports. We're talking hockey Oh, yeah. Take off, eh? We're here in the Great White North. Is your igloo working good there, Jeff? Yeah.
That's still too warm for me.
And so you've got a guy like Sidney Crosby, okay? Happens to be Canadian, eh? And so the guy's got an aptitude, no doubt, that's God-given. But he works at it.
He does.
So he practices. He perfects his skill. I think it's the same with intercessors.
Oh, for sure.
Sure, you know, like, I mean, there's this calling. Anybody can do it. So, you know, it's not like you're born, you know, some to pray and some not. But right. There's just, you know, it's these people who are, they know God and they're ready to meet him. God does have that calling on their life to pray, but they heed the calling. Mm-hmm. They spend time to develop the calling. Well, that's what we would call the intercessor. That's a couple of, you know, guys on the street talking. What does intercessor right. mean to you, right?
Yes. You know, interestingly enough, my wife is an intercessor. And one of the things I've noticed about her is she just seems to have this connection with what's going on in the spiritual realm. And so, you know, months ago we had the Waltons on.
Yeah.
And she regularly connects with the Waltons. And quite often she'll wake up in the middle of the night and she'll be like, I need to pray about this issue. I don't know what's going on, but I'm praying into that. And God will wake her up in the middle of the night, and then she'll message them. And because they're over in Africa, they're awake. They're having their, you know, Fruit Loops, whatever, for breakfast.
Right.
And they're like, oh my goodness, yeah, like this is taking place. And I find with intercessors so often, they get that nudge from the Holy Spirit. And like, I'm praying into that one issue.
I love it. Yeah, it's the truth. You know, I actually read some correspondence today about a lady whose primary role is to do exactly what you just said. She prays for the missionaries, Jeff, that are associated with an entire denomination.
Wow.
And she feels that God has put it on her heart to lay these names out and gets to know them as best she can. She obviously can't know everyone
right.
personally. It's a lot of people. But she prays for each one. And then there's times where she doesn't think it now. She knows. Because like that hockey player, that football player, or that musician, this intercessor, this prayer warrior princess, like she flexes her muscles. She's got time in the gym on her knees, if you will. Mm-hmm. And she practices this skill and says, God, I know you're calling me. And the correspondence I read today was about these 80-year-old missionaries who got pulled over by bandits. So,
okay.
I mean, my goodness. They were in an African country. I believe it was Africa. Actually, I'll have to check that. I just want to make sure that... But they weren't in North America. And I'll tell you what, it was just amazing how they were 80 and startled and called out to God, and they just kept on saying, actually it was Mozambique because they were speaking in Portuguese.
Okay.
They were praying, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And the one guy reached in. One guy had a 5-inch knife, they said.
Oh.
Right close to the face of one of the missionaries. Mm. Give me your keys. Give me your keys. And of course, they just said, in the name of Jesus,
yeah.
you know, back away. Don't touch us. Well, he reaches in, gets the keys. Well, while they were leaving, the blade removed. There was two of them. They kept on praying in the name of Jesus. And they actually brought the keys back and
what?
Tossed them into the car.
No way.
Incredible story, man. Yeah. So the power of prayer, these elderly folks doing warfare, but not against flesh and blood.
Right.
Not against people, but just against the spirit at work to bring harm, right?
Right.
Anyway, no harm, no foul, everything returned.
That's amazing.
And the lady here in Canada, who regularly prays for intercessors, is like, can I get in contact with you? I was moved beyond the normal to pray for you specifically at this time. Is everything okay? And of course, they're going, are you kidding me? You have no idea. Now, that's what we're talking about here, friends. The intercessor. How cool is that, eh?
Okay, so we've talked about like people as intercessors, but our topic is the Holy Spirit is our intercessor.
Right.
So we've got a good grasp on what an intercessor is and what they do. How does that play into the Holy Spirit? Because at the end of the day, the Holy Spirit is part of the Trinity. The Holy Spirit is God.
Yeah.
So help me wrap my head around this.
Okay, this is very cool. So yes, God, the Bible says, I love how Billy Graham said that so often in his sermons, and I admire him so much for that. Can we also say, the Bible says, that's the only authority we've got, right?
Right.
It's the Bible says that God himself is an intercessor. Okay, so now it's in the Bible. We better find out what it means.
Right.
Well, I read from the devotional. The author says, the Holy Spirit is our intercessor, and this is one of the greatest miracles of grace. Okay, and then he goes on, the Apostle Paul tells us that the Holy Spirit, who lives inside us, thank God he does, the Bible says, pause, don't you know, Jeff? Don't you know, Lawrence, that you are a temple of the Holy Ghost?
Right.
Okay, so this God who we're talking about and all these roles, well, should we add one? Mr. Grady, he's the role of resident in the hearts of his people. Thank right. God. So this is the person we're talking about, the Holy Spirit. The Bible says he lives inside us, and Romans 8:26 says the Holy Spirit who lives inside us intercedes for us. Check this out, with groanings that are too deep for words. Incredible.
There's a whole lot of depth to that.
I guess there is, man. But deep is the word, right?
Wow.
Yeah. So, Jeff, maybe it was something like the first time you laid eyes on your wife. I don't know. But was there ever a time where you just didn't know what to say?
Well, the first time I laid eyes on my wife, I was working. I was the DJ at a radio station. She came by as a listener to win a prize. And so I had that like cocky persona going on. So I was full of words.
Oh, I see.
Taking me outside that role. And the first time we interacted outside of my paycheck.
You got nothing.
I was completely tongue-tied. It was
were
like,
you?
Like just nothing was coming out because I was so smitten with her. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm sure we can all relate to that time, or maybe not. Maybe there's some of you'd say, nope, that's never my problem. In fact, when I get in a pinch, I start talking more. Who knows? But you just, maybe, you know, there's been some of us who have faced that situation. I just don't know what to say. And we can laugh and make a joke. Maybe it's because, you know, we got something, you know, in our heart, you know, for that special someone. Mm. But maybe it's when something so, you know, weighty happens to us.
Yes.
Where it's like, oh my goodness, I can't believe this happened. A tragedy struck or a relationship broke or something with your children, or how long is the list of things we could say?
Right.
And then we just get to that point where we say, man, words can't describe what I'm feeling. Maybe it's because we don't even know how we're feeling. I relate to that, Jeff.
Yes, for sure.
You know, I'm glad I got married. My wife has helped me out to know I do have feelings. Like, it's incredible.
Wow.
Yeah, do you know what I'm saying?
That's true. And so then in those moments, it's just, you know, the Holy Spirit is going, same deal. Like just with those groans, because sometimes there is no words because of what you're going through is just a not describable situation.
Yeah. Hmm. Have you been there, friend? Have you found yourself at a place where you're up against a wall, so to speak, and you don't know what to say? Well, we don't want you to go away. We'd like you to come back because the rest of the show, we want to share with you some great news about your God, our God, and the role that he plays in our lives as intercessor.
Stick around for more from New Every Day.
For a limited time, get your hands on limited edition shirts from the Category 5 TV Network. These high-quality shirts are manufactured by Teespring, a fundraising website, and your purchase will help support the shows we produce. Get yours today and send us your pictures to be featured on the corresponding show. Visit cat5.tv/shirts to support us and get your official network shirt today. cat5.tv/shirts.
Hey friends, we're back. Jeff, we are having another amazing show.
Oh, for sure.
I'm loving talking about our God. Thanks for coming back, friends. We're talking today about the Holy Spirit, the roles He plays in our lives. And today our topic is, the Holy Spirit is our intercessor.
Yes.
We're talking about being stymied, not able to speak, don't know what to say. And then you had mentioned that's the Holy Spirit. Well, He prays for us with groans. He's never caught for words, though, right?
That's true. That is true.
So I think there's this difference, Jeff, like where maybe I don't know what to say, but that's not the case with our God.
That's true. And if you think back to two episodes ago where we talked about the Holy Spirit is our guide, it's because He knows it all.
Yeah.
And so in those moments when we can't put words to the situation, or we don't know what to pray, or maybe it's just simply, oh God, I need your help. I don't know what I need, but I need your help. The Holy Spirit's seen it all. He knows it all. He's that great guide. So it makes sense that He knows exactly what we need in that moment.
Yeah, how incredible. Jeff, that bears repeating. He knows everything. He knows the situation that we're facing, that you, me, that every one of us is facing. Friends, I can't help but smile at it because I know where I'm going. Mm-hmm. And not only does He just know, He cares. Mm-hmm. And the Bible says, it's Romans 8:26. Get it out. Have a look. Encourage your heart that God Himself, who knows everything that's going on, prays for us.
That's huge.
And it's so beyond. So here's the difference for me. So I get to the place, I don't even know what to pray. Have you been there? Or maybe never mind the situation. We joke, we don't know what to say in that light moment, or something tragic. I just don't know what to say. And then much less pray, like, God, I don't even know how to bring this before you. I'm just so devastated. Mm-hmm. Well, when I don't know what to pray, it's where I can rely on this amazing truth. God, our guide, God, our intercessor who knows everything, He's never without knowing exactly what to pray.
There's so much hope in that.
Oh my goodness, that's fantastic news. In fact, Jeff, there's somebody here. Maybe you're here and God has brought you to watch this show on purpose because you're that person who says, I don't even know what to say. Mm-hmm. You're sitting there, you're watching. You love the Lord, you want to reach out to Him, but you're numb because you don't know what to say. Can we bless you today in Jesus' name? We bless you and say peace to you. You don't even have to know what to say. But lean into God and just say, God, if there's something to say, I'm here. Would you pray for me? On the authority of God's word, you can agree and you can even ask Him to pray for you. And the Bible says that He will pray. He'll intercede for you with groanings that are too deep for word. That's like that power lifter in the gym, right?
Yes.
He knows what He's talking about. Well, of course, I had said it. We were joking off camera before the show started. It's like, am I getting this right? God is praying to God.
At the end of the day, yes, that's exactly it.
How many of you know that God is going to answer God's prayer? Right?
I think He's listening to Himself.
What am I saying? We're talking about the Trinity, the third person of the Trinity, praying to the Father. Oh, what a beautiful mystery, but a beautiful truth. And we don't think it, friends. We know that He who knows us inside out, upside down and backwards, He knows exactly what to pray. And like this lady, He knows when to pray.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. What an encouraging word that is.
So good. I know the time is running out. We've only got a few minutes left, but like, I could just start going off on so many different tangents with this because of just how deep this conversation mm-hmm. is and the topic is. And I mean, you know, when I think about it, you know, the way that I'm kind of wrapping my head around it, you know, God sent Jesus to bridge that gap because of sin that had separated us from God. And then Jesus says, I'm leaving the Holy Spirit to be your guide. And when you think about the life of Jesus for those 3 years of His ministry, everybody came to him for everything they needed. Hmm. They wanted advice. They wanted to challenge him. They wanted to be healed.
Come on now.
They wanted it all. And Jesus goes, hey, look, my time's done, but I'm sending somebody who's never going to walk away. He's always there to help you. And so that's the Holy Spirit. And then for us to put that mentality on and go, if Jesus was here, would we run to him for everything? And if we could do the same with the Holy Spirit, go, you know all. You know exactly what's going on. You know what's coming up. I don't have words. I don't know where I'm going. And I, like, and the Holy Spirit's going, I got this.
Mm-hmm.
Watch what I can do with this.
Amazing.
And, like, it's so good.
That's a great word.
So,
because you know it. If we knew that Jesus was over there, we'd be hanging out there.
Absolutely.
We'd be turning that camera around.
That's true.
Right? Excuse me, Jesus. We got a show to do. New every day.
Yeah.
And you know what? He'd come on. He would come on the show. I just know it. Yeah.
So.
And you know, and so he, great truth, man. Way to go. Like, way to highlight that. And so Jesus himself says, look, I'm going to the Father.
Yeah.
But don't let your hearts be troubled. Hey, don't worry. Like, chill. Wait. The promised Holy Spirit is going to come. Mm-hmm. Right? And then we know, as we were saying, he's not outside us. He's living within us. And so I love what you said. If Jesus was here, we'd go to him. Well, the Holy Spirit is here. And so, friend, we encourage you tonight. Go to him. Mm-hmm. And I can imagine you saying, well, I don't, what will I say? Nothing. You don't have to say anything. God knows our hearts, but go to him. Maybe I remember many times as a teenager even, where I would literally just go on my knees at my bedside, and I would just kneel, and I would just be still and quiet. And you know, there were times, it was many minutes, where it just seemed like all of the noise going on in my head, it took a long time. There were times I fell asleep, and then I used to think maybe God was mad at me, and I thought, well, no. You know, these are the things I got to grow through, and I realized, no, are you... Can you imagine how if your kids came and just wanted to wait, and you know, because you were late coming home, you wouldn't be upset that they're not awake. No.
No, not at all.
Oh, how he loves us. And you're there, go to him. Maybe you just find your favorite place, a place you're familiar with already to pray. Or maybe you don't do it at all, but you want to start. Just quiet yourself and say, God, I'm here. Here I am. We tell you on the authority of God's word that as you wait on him, as you call on him, he will answer you. And he will meet your deepest needs even when you don't know where to start. He who knows everything will pray you through with groanings beyond words as he talks to the Heavenly Father on your behalf. Oh, what a great word of encouragement that is, Jeff.
For sure. You know what? And that's a great spot just to kind of wrap it all up. I mean, we're out of time anyway, but there's nothing more to say. You just have to come to him. So encouraging.
Well, friends, thanks so much for joining us here on New Every Day. We bless you. And the Holy Spirit's praying for you. And so are we. God bless you. Have a great week.
Catch a new episode of New Every Day every Friday morning at neweveryday.tv. We're also on Roku, Kodi, Plex, YouTube, Google Play Music Podcasts, and Facebook. Or if you're in Southern California, tune in every Sunday morning at 6:30 on KBVB-TV Channel 33, television for the high desert.